Investors could soon have a way to place a big bet on the future of China's middle class. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. It could become the initial public offering of stock that generates the most money ever. The e-commerce giant of China, Alibaba, has now filed the paperwork in Washington to become a stock that will be traded in the United States. This could value the company at about $100 billion. Compare this to Facebook's $16 billion IPO or the credit card company Visa hitting the market at about $20 billion 6 years ago. Telos Dimos is covering the Alibaba news for The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So looking at Alibaba's filing here, 2,300 pages long, but I think some key information that investors might like to know is not in there.
That's right. This is the first really detailed look under the hood of Alibaba. And one thing that they don't do is break out the results of some of their individual businesses. They don't really tell you much about how much money they're making, what their merchandise sales are. I think a lot of people wanted to know a little bit more about, you know, which of those is growing the fastest and how much money they might make from advertising or commissions or other types of revenues. The reason that they give is that they like to reward their managers based on the company's overall performance. They don't want to set a lot of specific targets and hurdles, but, you know, the question will be whether investors accept that as a reason for not kind of breaking out that specific information.
What do you think then on the timing of this IPO? Still this year?
Yeah, what we've heard is that they plan to launch the IPO later this summer. It takes a couple of months for the Securities and Exchange Commission to review the filing, to ask Alibaba to make changes. Once that process is done, they'll start the process of setting a price and then going out and pitching this thing to investors.
Whether or not the NASDAQ is down or up, or if people are in the mood for tech or not, you think?
A lot of people think that Alibaba really exists in its own orbit. It's such a big company. It's such a sort of exciting offering that even if the, you know, NASDAQ isn't really doing well the week or the month that they decide to launch it, the thinking is that investors will definitely still take the time and be interested in Alibaba and will be willing to pay a good price for it because it's a unique opportunity to invest in what is already one of the biggest companies in the world.
Telos Dimos, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
There's the World Economic Forum at the Swiss ski resort in the winter. Today, the World Economic Forum for Africa kicks off in Abuja, Nigeria. Thousands of police and soldiers are deployed across the Nigerian capital as delegates meet. Nigeria is Africa's largest economy by one measure, and the meeting comes as the country faces huge security challenges, including two bombings in 3 weeks in the capital and that kidnapping of hundreds of schoolgirls by Islamist radicals. At the conference today, Benita Diop, the Special Envoy for Women, Peace and Security from the African Union, says security and economic growth need to happen together.
We are talking about Africa, we talk about two-digit growth. Many of the countries which have oil infrastructure, but we are neglecting the main fundamental basis, which is the social inclusion. Inclusive growth should be tackled in this continent. Those young boys that are out there that are enrolled in fundamentalist movement, we need to make sure that those boys will stop whatever they are doing, be given jobs, opportunity. Those are things that will make our countries more safe.
President Obama yesterday said the U.S. is going to do, quote, everything we can to provide assistance to Nigeria to search for the kidnapped schoolgirls who range in age from 12 to 15. Depending on the brand, bottled water can cost people several thousands of times more than the price of tap water. Plus, that doesn't include the environmental costs of filling, transporting, and disposing of the bottles. Now, an increasing number of cities, parks, and schools are looking for ways to break us of the single-use bottle habit. Yet, the bottled water industry is adapting, as Matt Baum reports.
Every day at a sprawling Arrowhead water bottle refill plant in L.A., a towering yellow robot nicknamed Apollo grabs empty 5-gallon water cooler jugs from trucks and sends them nonstop to refill stations. These office water bottles get tons of reuse, but most individual plastic bottles are only used once. So how do we reduce that waste? San Francisco's supervisor David Chu wrote legislation to limit single-use bottle sales on public property.
people can still purchase single-use plastic water bottle at their local grocery store or their corner store. But what we want to do is really ask residents in our city to think about changing their consumer behavior.
A New York entrepreneur named Nan Harris hopes to change those habits with the machine she calls Water Stop Carts.
Bottled water right now is just easier to find. That's all there is to it. So we developed the concept of accessibility through mobility.
Harris's sleek metal vending machine connects to municipal tap water, then runs it through filters like those at the giant plants. It also sells reusable bottles that collapse when not in use. MIT students invented a similar machine called Refresh. It sells new bottles for $1.50, but if you bring your own, refills are just 50 cents. Over in LA's Koreatown, Richard Chin and his fiancée opened a water store called Alkasource. In a back room that looks like a science lab, they filter regular LA tap water into a bottle of your choice, plastic, glass, or metal.
Once we started doing research about how water is sold, how water is produced and purified, we found that there aren't that many sources for great quality water. And so we decided to kind of get into this business to provide the community with a source of very clean water.
The end result for consumers is more choice, from a bottling plant full of robots to a mom-and-pop shop, and now little machines that filter water right in front of you. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Baum for Marketplace.
For more of what we do, go to the website, marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.